Two dozen firefighters in yellow coats gather for the evening briefing in a patch of forest south of Mormon Lake. Aaron Grazer is the burn boss.
I know probably most of you guys didn't sleep much today, and that's just the way it goes, right?
Night burns are not typical, so Grazer emphasizes safety for his crew.
Keep an eye on yourselves, keep an eye on each other tonight, and let's go do good things.
The Mexican spotted owl lives here. It's a chocolate brown bird with white spots and a threatened species protected by federal law. This night burn is designed around the owl's needs. Andrew Hosted of the Coconino National Forest says that's a shift in forest management.
These burn units, because they're the Mexican spotted owl habitat, traditionally fire has been kept out of them for an extended period of time.
Because of that old policy, this forest is packed with fuel, primed to blaze in a catastrophic wildfire. That would be bad for owls and a lot of other species, including people who live nearby. Hosted says tonight's burn is part of an experiment to see if prescribed fire and owls can coexist.
And so this is definitely different than most of our prescribed burns. For their kind of habitat requirements, we want to clean up some of the overaccumulation of fuel. However, we don't want it to burn too intense that we actually take out some of their habitat.
Night burns allow for cooler weather and higher humidity to keep the fire from getting too intense. That'll leave dead snags for owls to nest in and downed logs that shelter mice. That's biologist Shala Hedwall, mimicking the owl's call. She studies the elusive birds for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Owls are territorial, so they typically respond during the breeding season. Then we go back during the day, and we find them, and we locate their nests. And then we monitor them through that breeding season to determine if they're nesting or non-nesting.
Hedwall will check 5 burned areas and 5 unburned areas, as well as a few spots slated for mechanical thinning. Joe Trudeau of the Center for Biological Diversity supports the experiment.
These treatments on the Coconino are one of the first steps in that direction of really taking an objective, science-based approach to this.
That support is another shift in the spotted owl's story. The center and other environmental groups have sued the Forest Service in the past to keep logging out of the owl's habitat. But Trudeau advocates a careful approach to prescribed burns and mechanical thinning.
I don't think that we will see recovery of the spotted owl in our lifetimes without really returning fire to the landscape in a meaningful way.
Prescribed burns in spotted owl habitat will wrap up tonight. Biologists will collect data over the next several years to share with forest managers. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siveny in Flagstaff.